This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 people were killed in a shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday, including one seen had been with the Boulder Police Department since 2010, said Police Chief Maris Harold, and described him as heroic. Details of what happened should take about 5 days. A suspect has been arrested. The city of Evanston, Illinois, on Monday night approved plans to distribute $10 million in reparations to black residents for housing and mortgage assistance. The city of 73,000 people, 12 miles north of downtown Chicago, is the first in the country to pass such a measure. Newly leaked photos from migrant detention facilities have shed light on the terrible conditions that children are being kept in. President Biden's administration has tried for weeks to keep the public from seeing images like the one that emerged Monday. More than 15,500 children in U.S. custody are being hidden by the administration, blocking the media and outsiders to see for themselves. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As social media fat cats like Twitter and Facebook clamp down on free speech, a spokesperson for former President Trump has announced within the next 2 to 3 months, he will be launching his own social media platform. The men's basketball NCAA tournament has reached Sweet 16 level. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Sweet 16 is now set with the completion of the second round of the NCAA tournament on Monday. The day started off with an upset as Oregon knocked off second-seeded Iowa 95-80. After placing 9 teams in the bracket, the Big Ten Conference has just one left after Michigan downed LSU 86-78. The overall number one seed Gonzaga also moving on after beating Oklahoma 87-81. Alabama is also on to the Sweet 16 after beating Maryland 96-77. And the Pac-12 is now 10-1 in this year's tournament after USC dominated Kansas 85-51. Their only loss coming as Colorado fell to Florida State 71-53. The Sweet 16 round begins Saturday afternoon.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A former basketball great has died of natural causes. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Basketball legend Elgin Baylor has passed away. Baylor spent 14 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers, averaging a double-double for his career, earning 11 All-Star selections, and making 8 trips to the NBA Finals, but never winning a title. After retiring in 1971, Baylor went into coaching, leading the New Orleans Jazz from 1974 to 1979. Baylor was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1977. He then transitioned into the front office, spending 22 seasons with the Los Angeles Clippers as the team's vice president of basketball operations. He was named NBA Executive of the Year in 2006. Baylor was 86.
Elgin Baylor was the first NBA player to surpass 70 points in a game, with the 71-point game, December 11th, 1960, against the New York Knicks. Third baseman Matt Chapman joins MLB.com to talk about the Oakland A's building off the 2020 season and improving his defense.
Winning the division was obviously the goal. You know, getting a little further in the playoffs is the goal this year, and, you know, still winning the division. But a lot of us, you know, didn't play to the best of our abilities for sure. You know, I think some guys thought they had down years. I was injured. So I think there's a lot of things that we can take away from last season that, hey, you know, we were able to grind it out and we still won the division, but I think the ceiling is really high for this team. There's no telling what we could do if we all play to our capabilities.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
No one said it would be easy, and it only seems to be getting harder because, the narrative is starting to fall apart a little bit here, ladies and gentlemen, and I give you credit for it because you're starting to ask critical questions again. You're realizing that we've been bamboozled, and this is quite obvious. So I commend you for asking questions and remaining vigilant, because if we're going to regain our country again that has been torn away from us, it's going to start with education. It's going to start with understanding the narrative that's been put out there that is one big humongous lie versus the truth. And this is why we appreciate John Guandolo so much. As a counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent and author, he has been sounding the alarm to all of us that our country, our democratic republic, that our founding fathers said, that's what we have if we can only hold on to it. And even Ronald Reagan encouraged us and said, look, this doesn't pass through the bloodstream. It's not a given. This is something that we have to be vigilant about, that we have to claim as our own and protect and honor. And what we're seeing is that it hasn't been very well protected and it hasn't been very well honored. John Guandolo, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you very much, Bill. It is always an honor and a joy to be with you.
Well, John, let's give it straight to the audience. I mean, as you always do. I mean, we have been lied to. We've been bamboozled. Some would want to say the deep state doesn't exist. There are nefarious forces that are not even elected officials. And it is amazing to me, even still, I will have conversations with people and they, seem to be ignorant or purposely ignorant about the deep state and the shadow government.
Well, I think one needs to do is look at what they say and what they do. And as I have told you on this show and shared with your audience, I don't think the work we do when it comes to presenting the threat is grand rocket science. It's all we do is we take what's happening and present it in a way to make it clear that this is a very well coordinated an organized effort by groups of people, specifically people inside the government as well as those outside, to undermine the republic. Mm-hmm. And they do it in so many different ways and through so many lines of operation that we've discussed. But key to this is they accuse others of doing what they're doing, and they lie. And deception is key to both the communist and the Islamic movements. And the old, when people ask, Why would they use propaganda over and over if these lies are so big? And the answer is because it works. It
works, right,
and
exactly.
The evidence of that is the things you just mentioned, that people are still not getting it. Because if everyone says it, it can't be a lie.
Right.
I mean, everyone can't be lying. Well, actually, all the media, major media, traditional media outlets are lying. They're flat out lying. And they know they're lying. That's the key.
Well, John, they're counting on us having a fixed paradigm, that there's always a Republican Party, a Democratic Party. They're looking out for our best interests. It may be a battle of parties, but they're not seeing what's even behind the curtain here, which has nothing to do with parties, has everything to do with power and control. Even though it may seem, I mean, this is from my observation, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, or, you know, if I'm close to this, but as I observe, it looks like, the Democrats are leading the way. I see them as useful idiots after everything is all said and done. I think they're fooling themselves, thinking that they're the power brokers, but it's not them at all. It's these people in the shadows. It's these established, yes, oligarchs within our own country that are pulling the levers here. Am I seeing something that is valid here, or am I off base?
I think it's what you're saying is true, but I also think that there are people, establishment GOP people and Democrat leadership, that are greedy, that are ideologues, that are dangerously selfish, and those that are outright nefarious. And I would put the current regime as overtly, intentionally nefarious.
Right.
And I would put people like Mitch McConnell as intentionally, overtly nefarious. So these are not good people. These are bad people. And they know that what they're doing serves them and serves something other than the Republic. But there are people that they go along to get along, that they just want the next best thing. They want the next shiny ring. Mm. And that's why when Mr. Trump was elected in 2016, it so shocked the system, because he was exactly not that. And that's why they came out of the woodwork, well, quite frankly, to assault him from the beginning, from even before inauguration.
Right, exactly. Well, and what did he do? I mean, he was such an exposing agent, as you and I had discussed before, John, that he pulled the curtain back on this. I mean, up until Donald Trump, I mean, when did we ever hear about the deep state? I mean, when did we hear about all the corruption that was running so rampant, not only in the FBI, but it just seems like all the three-letter agencies, it had infiltrated to such a degree. And it seems to me, I know that this has been kind of a slow creep, but it seems like the advance of said corruption was exponential during the Obama years.
Well, it was, but it also came out of the woodwork during Mr. Trump's administration, because it had to, because he forced it. He ripped the covering, you know, off all the nasty stuff. He pulled the cover off and exposed it, and they had no choice but to launch everything after him, because he exposed them for what they are. And these things that we've talked about on here, and the subject of a number of articles that I've written, are exactly that. We can see now, and I guarantee you this, the truth about the, for instance, the voter fraud, the ballot fraud, and the fraud of the voter machines, the truth of that will come out. I think it's going to come out soon. And when it does, it will confirm everything that they're writing off. The traditional media, the GOP establishment, the Democrat leadership, they've all said, you know, this is nonsense. There's no proof. There's no evidence. That is just a flat-out lie.
Right.
Flat-out lie, and they all know they're lying, because the evidence is right there on the face for everyone to see. And I've been briefed about, I've seen the brief, I've been given the brief, I've looked through the information. It is astounding. Mm-hmm. The evidence about the voting machines, the evidence of the ballot fraud, and the different ways them creating all of that. So it's there. And just like a lot of this other stuff, like the subject of the article about what happened at Capitol Hill, and now we have.
We'll get into that in more detail. We've got to go to break. We've got more from the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent John Guandolo, coming up after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, in 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, the thing that you have to realize is that a lie comes with power, okay? And it's difficult to restrain. It's kind of like my dad used to say, look, if you want to lie, you better have a great memory. And this is kind of what's happening in our government. There's been such a preponderance of deception and lies out there is that everybody's got to be on the same page here. And what we're understanding, John Guandolo, is even these power brokers in D.C. and that, it's almost like the old J. Edgar Hoover days. You know, J. Edgar had his file on everybody. He knew who was naughty and nice and to what degree and everything, right, as you'll recall. And now it's like those files have been transferred from J. Edgar Hoover to these power brokers, and they all have files on one another. They all know who's into pedophilia, into all kinds of sexual deviancy and whatever, and they've got the goods on everybody. And so nobody's going to drop a dime real easy on them. But the fact of the matter is the lie is a power of its own that will eventually rise to exposure, won't it?
It will, and there is no doubt that it will. And I think the important thing to remember, you just mentioned, you know, some mm-hmm. people have things hanging over their heads. But quite frankly, a lot of this comes down to these people are not doing what they swore to do by defending their oath mm-hmm. and doing what the oath requires, which is to, as you said in the beginning of this show, to defend the Constitutional Republic, which is undergirded by the law of nature and the law of nature's God, the ideal and the Declaration. And so really, I think you can talk about law and government. As a matter of fact, we put out a video last night where Ronald Reagan is talking, and he talks that, you know, the souls of men mm-hmm. and the Western understanding that we are godly people made in the image of God. And when we forget this and we, the citizens, allow ourselves to elect people that are ungodly and that don't have those principles upon which the law of government are founded, this is where you end up. Mm-hmm. And we, the citizens, allow certain things in the community to happen that are grave evils, and we defend them, or we just say, hey, you know, it's not my business. This is where we end up. Mm-hmm. We, through our lack of action, have participated in this, and I think that's important to say too.
Exactly. Well, then it's about law and order. You cannot skirt around. You have to be vigilant about it. When you become so casual about law and order, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you know, it doesn't work that way. You either are all in or you're not. And somehow, I mean, it's the age-old, you know, biblical refrain that you begin to see things according to your own eyes. And we've rejected, as you said, you know, God's order of things, God's law, natural law, things that, you know, like gravity. I mean, we might as well be like a bunch of idiots and go jump off buildings because we're going to defy gravity, right? I mean, it's almost that stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I look at this, and you look at the lies that they're perpetrating, and it's so easy to see. And in my experience, some people want to know the truth, and some people do not.
Mm-hmm.
And those who do not have buried their heads and decided, you know, this it can't be as bad as you say, but I'm not going to look at the truth to determine if it is because it's too much for me.
Yeah. But John, you don't have a choice. I mean, right now we're seeing an elected president, you know, stumble, fall, collapse on stairs, which seems pretty, you know, okay, that can happen and all that kind of stuff. But clearly, I mean, you know, this is just one of additional evidence of his lack of competency and his feebleness. And he got elected, he got handled by people to be the front man of this whole show. And I don't care. I mean, you're going to tell me Nancy Pelosi's not aware of this? You're going to tell me that Chuck Schumer, you're going to tell me the leadership of the Democrats, all the Democrats who were elected, that they don't see this? Come on. You know, this is all one big ruse that's happening. And if it's happening at this level, like you said, then it's so pervasive. This is the thing about a lie. It's like leaven. It just spreads throughout the entire recipe. And this is why, you know, when the United States has a meeting with China and they say, hey, we want to talk about human rights, they all but, you know, just start laughing out loud. Say, you're kidding me, right? You know, you think you've got something on us? You guys are so out of order and morally bankrupt yourself, and you're going to come in high and mighty? I don't think so.
Well, that's right. And two things you just said, I would say, I don't believe the evidence demonstrates Joe Biden wasn't elected. He was not elected. Mm-hmm. This is the revolution and the seizing of executive power in the United States by adversaries of liberty. That, mm-hmm, number one. Number two, and I think this is important with regards to what you just said, and very important, I believe, for your audience to hear, is a lot of people, part of their problem with understanding what you and I are talking about is they can't imagine that, you know, what do they all just sit down in a big room and discuss it? And the answer is yes. Understanding the threat has a tremendous intelligence network, and we watch what people are saying, and we see how they actually operate, their modus operandi. And the answer is yes. At the senior levels of both the Islamic and the communist movement, they do sit down, and they do say, hey, here's the strategy for the next month, and here's what we need to do. You need to get your people doing this. You need to do this. Here's the message. Here's the message we need to drive out there to drive what we're doing forward. Here's the narrative. They do that. There is planning. It's a coordinated effort. And I think the thing that shocks most people that we brief, especially the handful of senior officials that we've briefed in the last year, Mr. Biden's regime, the biggest thing that shocked them, that they said shocked them, was how well coordinated these efforts are.
Oh, yeah.
They had no idea about that.
How could they make it happen if they weren't, John? I mean, it had to be so coordinated. No, exactly.
That's right.
I agree. Well, we got a couple minutes left, and we touched on this briefly, but I want you to update our audience in understanding what the heck happened on January the 6th there.
Well, there are three pieces, and I'll try to do it since I know we got short time. Number one, one of the key nodes that was a launching point for this, right, was that a Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick, was killed by the, quote, insurgents who were perpetrating a coup. Well, what we know is that is a total lie. The medical examiner has said, because the narrative was he was killed by a fire extinguisher hit in the head by a, quote, Trump supporter. That's a lie. It was always a lie. They knew it was a lie. And the medical examiner said there is no blunt force trauma. We don't know why he died. He was present on Capitol Hill, and the people who assaulted him with bear spray, not with an object that struck him. So that was a lie, and that was one of the big, the impetus for a lot of this insurgency stuff. We now know the University of Chicago, just in the last several days, published a report saying that the huge percentage of the people on Capitol Hill that day were actually business owners, white collar people, men and women, average Americans who were disgruntled by what they believed was a fraudulent election.
Yes.
We've got that on the table. And I think most importantly, on January 5th, there was a massive meeting at the Trump Hotel where we had 10 senators and their staffs. All the key players were present. Mm-hmm. Sidney Powell, Mike Flynn, Mike Lindell, the president's staff, the vice president's staff were there, and they had a briefing on the fraud itself. They came to understand how true it is, and Mike Pence agreed to take certain actions on the 6th and actually deal with it. And he told the president, I will do this.
We got to leave it right there to be continued. Thank you, John.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 people were killed in a shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday, including one police officer. Officer Eric Talley, who was the first on the scene, had been with the Boulder Police Department since 2010, said Police Chief Maris Harold, and described him as heroic. Details of what happened should take about 5 days. A suspect has been arrested. The city of Evanston, Illinois, on Monday night approved plans to distribute $10 million in reparations to black residents for housing and mortgage assistance. The city of 73,000 people, 12 miles north of downtown Chicago, is the first in the country to pass such a measure. Newly leaked photos from migrant detention facilities have shed light on the terrible conditions that children are being kept in. President Biden's administration has tried for weeks to keep the public from seeing images like the one that emerged Monday. More than 15,500 children in U.S. custody are being hidden by the administration, blocking the media and outsiders to see for themselves. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Thank you for joining us as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, because it matters. This is really the basis of everything. I don't care if you're talking about a relationship, a government. You got to know what to trust, and it's hard enough as it is to trust one another. And, as we've discussed this before, I mean, God tells us to trust Him. We can trust Him. We can count on Him. He is the rock. Everything else in this temporal world is it's shifting sand, and it's very difficult, and sometimes even in relationships it can be disturbing. But we have to maintain, you know, the proper perspective and balance in all this. If we're trusting the wrong things and the wrong people, we can be greatly disappointed. And I think in part this is what's going on. And it's really shattering the foundation of who we are and how we relate to one another. But God says, look, at relationships are just as important, your relationship horizontally as your relationship vertically. They work together. Jeff Kemp is with us right now, the former NFL quarterback and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm looking forward to this conversation with you. You and I have been kind of peeling back the onion skin here on you know, this whole situation, which couldn't be, you know, I think is such a time of blessing as we go into the fifth week of the Lenten season. Palm Sunday is around the corner. We will soon again celebrate Easter Sunday, what evil thought would always be, because evil always is, found out that no, God has the answer.
God does have the answer, and boy, do we need it. You and I and your listeners pray for the families of those that were killed in Boulder, and the sense of not having any security that so many people have. But today, you're inviting all of us to come back to what is secure. And what's secure is that God made us as souls in His image. And our souls will live forever. And this earthly experience is beautiful, amazing, wonderful, but it's also fallen, broken, and marred by evil. The evil of Satan and the evil in our own hearts. And God says that there is a solution to it all. And the whole Bible tells the story of that solution, which is Jesus Christ.
Right.
Who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Savior, the Messiah, the true one, the way, the truth, and the life, and the very personal God who can rescue our soul so that we are sure we're going to be with God forever relationally.
Right.
We're sure that we have Him with us now. And if something bad happens in our life or to our body, that isn't the end.
Right.
And that perspective is desperately needed by all believers in Jesus Christ, and many of us who I think have a less than full version of Christianity think it's just to make life good here.
Right.
It's a lot more than that.
Yeah, Jeff, can you imagine how the Father must feel? I mean, here He is. He creates the heavens and the earth. He creates man to rule over it. He has a plan, and typical of God, it's holy, it's righteous, and then comes Satan. Evil enters into the scene. And as much as and as difficult as it is for us humanoids to deal with this earthly existence, how it must tear the Father's heart to realize that what He created is not, and what's on display right now isn't exactly what He created. And, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it tears His heart to the degree that He chose to send His Son, His only begotten Son, His beloved Son, His perfect Son, and then to let Jesus bear that price that all of us humans actually deserve for buying into Satan's lie, separating ourselves from God, thinking we can do it on our own a little bit better than with God, and ignoring His guidance and blessings. God put Jesus through that. Jesus chose to go through that. You know, He spent a night in the Garden of Gethsemane praying, I'd rather not do this, but not my will, right. Your will be done. So God's love is so, 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 so clear, so powerful. And that is the root, to get practical, that is the root of our hope. That takes us back to what can make relationships work.
Yeah.
God says,
yeah, without that, how can you? How do you make relationships work without Jesus being in the middle of this? Because we're in and of ourselves in this selfish world, as you've talked about. And I love how you frame this in terms of this consumeristic attitude and mindset that we bring, you know, to relationships here. And that is so counter God.
It is. God is completely relationship from the beginning. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In mutual admiration and love and communication. And He made us for relationship with Him. And then Satan's temptation and Adam and Eve and all the rest of our choice to disconnect from God and try it our own way, thinking maybe God's holding out on us a little bit. I think it might be better to try that apple. I think it might be better to hedge my bets and keep control of this part of my life, keep this kind of secret, not give everything over to God. That's the sinful condition of mankind. And it's, you know, as bad as me as a little kid stealing an ice cream cone, or as bad as Adolf Hitler murdering millions of Jews. Evil is in the human heart, but the solution is Christ, Love is who Christ is, agape love that's unconditional. And we are made for relationships. And when we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean on his understanding, not our own, when we accept and abide Jesus Christ as the forgiving and loving power that can help us treat others well, then we don't need to get from other people to treat them well. We get from Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit.
Right,
we can
exactly.
treat people well that don't even treat us well. That's why Jesus says, love your enemy. Treat your wife well. Treat your husband well when he or she's treating you poorly. Treat someone well who doesn't treat you well or speak well of you. Turn the other cheek. Give them the coat off your back. Go the extra mile.
Mm-hmm. That idea that it's better to give than receive, Jeff, comes into play here when you allow that dynamic to come into play, because you're not measuring something, you're giving because you're following the lead of your Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit that naturally give. It just flows. You're not holding back anything. And as
if you think of your life as kind of a bucket, and mm-hmm. you need a certain amount of affirmation, encouragement, kindness, love from other people. And if you think you got to get your bucket filled that then you can be nice to them, you're living a consumer life.
Yes.
But if you realize, you know what, I'm not a bucket, I'm a funnel. And mm-hmm. the one who fills my funnel is God Almighty.
Yes.
I'm going to get my love and affirmation, my identity, my encouragement, my strength, my hope, my perseverance, my tolerance. I'm going to get that from God and Jesus who died on the cross for me and rose from the dead mm-hmm. through my relationship with him, which takes time in the Word. Time in prayer, time in solitude, time at church, time with friends, time in small group, time dialoguing with a couple other brothers or sisters. Okay, but I'm going to get my life fuel from God Almighty, and then I'm going to funnel it through to others. So, Bill,
exactly.
that's where we can stop being consumers of relationships and start becoming investors in
exactly.
relationships.
This is when relationships flow, Jeff, and it's so cool when that happens. When it happens with our wives and our family members and that, and it at times can seem so fleeting, and I understand that because, again, in this earthly plane where evil reigns, but we're given the power. The resurrection power to rise above that and make a difference, and especially right now when relationships have been so challenged and stretched because of COVID, Jeff. We got about 45 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap this up.
To get practical, I would urge people to deepen their relationship with God by starting every day sitting with him as a father.
Yes.
Read the Word, pray to God, and then start seeing what relationships you can improve by apologizing to people and asking, hey, what am I really like in this relationship? What would you like me to know? What blind spots are there? Don't focus on them and their problems. Focus on changing yourself. If you apologize, ask for forgiveness, you'll see your relationships grow stronger.
Yeah. How can I add to your day? You know? Hey, Jeff, I want to add to your day. How can I do that?
I like it. Praise
yeah, you got it. All right. Jeff Kemp has been with us. Thank you, Jeff.
Doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning.
If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, some days you have the sense that it's just not easy being me, you know? Have you ever had that? I hear you loud and clear. It's all part of the challenge. But the good news is when you get on the other side of it, you go, wow, you know, we could actually make that work. Thank you, Lord. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, including the plethora of great interviews we had, especially, you know, like just this conversation with Jeff Kemp, great Easter, pre-Easter conversation, talking about relationships. They're so doggone important, as you can appreciate, especially in this era of COVID and how we've been, you know, kind of cordoned and separated from one another. And that's what I sense. I'm going to bring Samantha Mao on right now. Sam is the good news girl, and we're going to be talking about these viral videos. Sam, how are you doing with COVID? I mean, you know, with this deal. I mean, it's hard to maintain relationships. And, you know, people talk about, Zooming and Facebook and that sort of thing. But I think that even with all that, you know, manufactured type faux relationship stuff brought to you by Twitter and Facebook, I think maybe COVID is teaching us that we really miss, you know, the human touch and the real human connection. Are you finding that out yourself as well?
I definitely am. And, you know, I worked from home for years before this, but it's even been different. And it's kind of like helped me witness what other people go through with their being at home and, you know, not being able to go see family members or see your friends like normal because, you know, people are scared and, you know, yeah. You want to protect them. And especially, you know, with all these different lockdowns and everything, it's been really scary. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that, you know, you see some of these stories and you see people who are very elderly who haven't seen their loved ones for months. It makes me sad, too. But one thing that I have gotten to do recently was I went to a restaurant. This is, it sounds so weird, and it made me choke up, but it was like I went, my husband and I got to go to a pub. You know, they're easing restrictions. We got to go to a pub. And they had live music, and we had a server bring us food, and everybody's sitting at their tables, you know, we're properly distanced as they still want us, but they're singing along to live music, and, you know, you just kind of realize it's like a glimpse of the normal life, and you think, I'll never take that for granted again.
Right, exactly. Well, and like you said, you know, these little interactions that we took for granted, and you don't know until they're no longer there. And we're all feeling that. I mean, I'm in California, and different from Florida. Florida's a little bit more open. It has been, you know, there's just been that kind of attitude. But people here in California, there's still that sense of fear. You know, it's kind of like a dark haze that's over the attitude and you know, of the state. And people, I mean, you know, it's, you know, flying in and out of the airport, their sensitivity about social distancing and wearing a mask properly and everything. I mean, it's just like, wow, you know, we have got to get on the other side of this stuff because, you know, the kind of damage that we're doing to one another, you know, just, and we take that, you know, kind of for granted. You know, relationships and, oh, okay, well, we can operate out of our own homes and things like that. But, you know, there's still nothing like having that human contact, you know, shaking somebody's hand and even a fist, you know, it's kind of okay. It's better than nothing. But some people are even afraid just a fist bump.
You know, it, just seeing people's faces, I've noticed, is like been a, it was a big deal because you can't see those smiles that are behind the face, you know,
exactly.
Behind the mask. And it matters. Just matters.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up because the mask issue has always been, you know, from day one. Do you wear a mask, not wear a mask? You know, the officials told us that it didn't matter. And then it didn't matter until it matters. And, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, it's all this stuff. And all we want to do is really understand and be honest with one another and, you know, and our elected officials and those that we have put in charge and responsible to help guide us through this, I think have given us a bit of a disservice here by not being real vulnerable and open, you know, about this and the way we've approached this and how we've given up liberties and, you know, the consequences of this COVID, I think, are going to be, you know, far long felt than, you know, just being on the other side of this because it, you know, psychologically, there's no doubt that the American people have taken a hit over COVID and we've been the effect of, I believe, some poor leadership along the way here. I mean, to such a degree that, you know, we've got people, you know, do you get vaccinated? Don't get vaccinated. You know, people are dying from vaccinations, but no, we can't talk about that. And, you know, it's like, wait a minute, if we're going to be open and vulnerable about this, we need to have the whole truth and nothing but that's being withheld from us. But, you know, this is why we appreciate you coming on, because you always give us the whole truth and nothing but when we talk about viral videos like this man who loses a million-dollar lottery ticket. I love this story, and oh my gosh, how often have you ever lost something and that's precious or meaningful, and you retrace your steps and, you know, sometimes you don't find it. But in this particular case, there was a good outcome here for him, right?
Thank goodness. I feel like this might be a real-life version. If you've ever seen this show, My Name is Earl. The guy, the main character, it starts off the whole premise. He wins a lottery ticket, gets very lucky, and then he loses it. And he figures out, you know, something along the way at the beginning, he thinks something to do with karma and ends up getting the ticket back. Well, this kind of real-life case of that, and I'm wondering what this guy's purpose is going to be with this money. It's a man in Tennessee. His name's Nick Flatton, and, you know, he really got lucky twice. So what he did was he got, after a long day of working and laying tiles, which is hard work, he went and picked up a lottery ticket. And that next morning he gets up, checks the results. It's worth $1,178,746.
Wow.
And so he's excited. He tells everybody, he tells his fiance, and, you know, he decides to go about his day. He even takes his brother to the auto parts store, which I think, how cool is that? You know, you win that much money, then you're still doing favors for your family.
Oh, sure.
You're still going about your day.
Right.
Well, he realizes at some point that he does not have the ticket. I guess he carried it with him and he lost it. And of course,
we're at the auto parts store.
Yeah. Well, he didn't know where he lost. He had no idea where he lost it at first. It's like it just panic sets in. It seems like it must have just fallen out of his wallet. And so he goes back, retraces his steps, goes back to the auto parts store, looks in the parking lot, and there was actually somebody that was parked right next to the ticket and stepped over it, going into the store, but it was laying right there. I don't know how the wind didn't blow it away. It's just a ticket on its own, but it was obviously meant to be.
Yeah, wonder how many other people stepped over $1 million, right?
Oh my gosh! And you know, and you think they stepped over it, but you really wanted to go to the guy who won it originally.
Well,
you know,
of course,
the
yes.
Thought of it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! What a great story!
Isn't that amazing? I really feel like if that money comes back to you like that, the ticket didn't blow away from the parking lot. Sir, that ticket was meant for you, and
exactly.
I hope that you do a lot of great things with that money. It makes everybody's life a lot better.
Well, good point. This next story is about a young man with autism. He writes a cover letter that is just going crazy. Tell us about this.
That's right. So Ryan Lowry, he's a young man. He graduated in 2019. He's 20 years old, and he graduated from high school in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And he's enrolled in a community and school together program. That's seeking postgraduate employee training. And the thing about Ryan is he has autism. And so he realized that when he's seeking a job, that it's going to make him unique in the job market. And maybe people might have to teach him a little differently because he learns a little differently. And so he decides to write. He does a handwritten letter, which I love, first of all, because you don't see that often these days. So many people type things up, and I think it's different. And he writes a handwritten letter, and he puts everything out there. And he's like, my name is Ryan Lowry. I'm 18 years old. He explains, he's like, and I have autism. But he goes on in the letter, and he's like, what I'm going to do is I'll work very hard for you. I'll come in every day. I'll do my best. Once you explain something, I'll get it. And it ends up going viral, and he gets over 6 million views on LinkedIn and actually has multiple job offers from Fortune 5 companies. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Fortune 500 companies.
Oh, yeah.
Pulling this guy out. And, of course, his parents, Rob and Tracy, you know, they're tearing up reading all these responses. You know, they're just sitting in bed at night reading these responses. And, of course, they couldn't be more proud of him, which I'm sure has always been the case.
Can you imagine the lesson and the example that he's putting out there, in the marketplace? What a blessing, you know, that this man, it's extraordinary.
An inspiration to other people who might feel like, is this something about myself that I need to share with a potential employer, you know, and if the employer doesn't know, are they going to understand, like, they're different, you know, everybody learns differently. And I think
exactly
sharing something that, it shouldn't be a vulnerability. It could end up being a great asset to him. And
without a doubt. And to everybody else, for that matter, as well. Less than a minute left, Sam, and we got to wrap things up with a good dog. I love a good dog story. Tell us about this one, about this family dog that stops traffic in an Ottawa neighborhood.
That's right. So a family dog, and two neighbors ended up saving the daughter's life during a medical emergency. This girl, Haley Moore, is walking her year-and-a-half-old dog. And all of a sudden the dog stops, and when she suddenly starts to seize, and he goes and grabs the neighbors. They still don't know what caused the seizure, but it ended up saving her life, which is, it's called her earthly angel.
Yes, I think so. Wow. Well, don't you love dogs? I mean, they're just, you know, some have just extraordinary instinct like that. And we hear stories like this from time to time, and it's always so cool. This is why we love dogs so much, right? She is the good news girl, Samantha Mal. Thank you, Sam. Take care.
There's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food. What would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as